You just heard the song Habaytak Bisaif, sung by Naima Shalhoub. Apologies if I totally butchered that. If you are just now tuning in, you are listening to Women's Magazine on 94.1 FM, KPFA in Berkeley, or online at www.kpfa.org. I'm Erin Mathewson. Up next, we feature an oldie but a goodie from our friends at WINGS, a.k.a. the Women's International News Gathering Service. We are rebroadcasting a segment about Argentina's economic meltdown in 2001. According to Frieda Worden, the producer of the story you're about to hear, in 2001, Argentinians who used to call themselves middle class until they lost their money and long-term unemployed Argentinians flooded streets together and banged pots and pans to show their frustration about their economy. Shortly thereafter, four presidents in a row left office. The segment you are about to hear reveals how some Argentine women work to mobilize and respond to the situation. This is an excerpt from an event sponsored by the International Wages for Housework campaign in London. It was recorded in September 2002.
When its economy collapsed in late 2001, Argentina became effectively ungoverned as a nation. Millions of people swarmed into the streets to hound from office the politicians who had sold out their own country to foreign interests. Among the political casualties were four presidents who resigned one after another, and a fifth who stepped down in 2003, calling early elections. One of two leading contenders in that contest dropped out of the runoff in May, leaving a sole candidate to assume the presidential hot seat by default. Meanwhile, though government became virtually non-existent, Argentine people still had to survive and live together. The Inter-Neighborhood Network of Women set up in Santa Fe, Argentina. Now here's Nina Lopez-Jones of the International Wages for Housework campaign introducing the speakers at London's Conway Hall.
We met the women from Argentina in 2000 when they took part in the first global women's strike. Thanks to the internet, the world has got smaller, not only for business, but also for us. Now, the reason why we're having this meeting is that, as people know, the economy has completely collapsed in Argentina as a result of the policies of the IMF and the World Bank and George Bush and the multinationals and you name it, they're all in it stealing money. As a result of that, there has been a huge uprising, and as the state has collapsed, people have organized more and more. And we here really need to know about the revolution that's going on there and that's going on in many other countries in Latin America and elsewhere. So we were anxious to share that experience directly with people in Europe, because we need the women of Argentina as much as they need us. They can't win without us, and we can't win without them. And the kind of network that we have been building, I just like to make clear, is a multinational, it's a multiracial network, and it is not a solidarity network. What we're trying to do is to have a mutually accountable network, and that is very difficult to do. And we think that we can only get together if we acknowledge our dependence on each other's struggles, and if we acknowledge the power differences between us within our movement. Power differences of sex, of race, of income, of nationality, of disability, of occupation, there are many. In India, we know there's 4,000 castes, and if you count women and men, that makes it 8,000. Well, there are also 8,000 castes in London, and it's not acknowledged as such, but when you think about it, you know that it's exactly like that. So that's what we're trying to deal with. Because unless we deal with that, we're not going to be able to win against the people who are trying to kill us and kill us every day. And we're in the midst of starting another war. So it's a very serious business, and not only in Argentina, but in the whole world. Now, it is my pleasure to introduce our two speakers, Isabel Sanotic and Beatriz Marega. Isabel and Beatriz are from the Sindicato de Amas de Casa de Santa Fe, which is a grassroots housewives trade union in the city of Santa Fe in Argentina, which has recently begun to form a Red Interbarrial de Mujeres, which is an inter-neighborhood or cross-neighborhood women's network. As you know, women have been having assemblies. No, not women. People have been having assemblies all over Argentina in their neighborhoods, and they call for women's assemblies and are coordinating one, and that's what they're going to speak about. They are the coordinators of the global women's strike in Argentina since the year 2000, and they have been fighting to have the work that housewives do recognized and demanding a pension for housewives. ¿Cómo querés? ¿Queremos que te pongamos el micrófono acá?
Buenas tardes a todos y a todas. Soy Isabel Sanutig, vengo de Argentina.
Isabel Sanutig, who's the point of reference for her organization, is also the point of reference in Argentina for a whole international network.
Estamos viviendo en distintos países.
We are living in different countries.
Y lo que acá vive es solamente una minoría, que es la pobreza y la peor calidad de vida.
And what only a minority of people go through here, which is poverty and bad quality of life.
En nuestros países así vive la inmensa mayoría.
In our countries, the majority lives like that.
Lo que acá la mayoría disfruta de un bienestar en la salud y en la alimentación y en su calidad de vida.
What the majority take advantage of here in terms of health and in terms of food, quality of food.
Allá solo lo disfruta una muy pequeña minoría.
There only a minority has access to it, a very small minority.
Por eso es preciso que todas y todos podamos sentirnos muy responsables, sobre todo si tenemos la posibilidad de vivir aquí.
We feel responsible, especially if you have the possibility of living here.
De denunciar qué es lo que están haciendo los dueños del dinero.
We are responsible to denounce what are they doing, those who steal our money.
Lo que está sucediendo en América Latina.
What's happening in Latin America?
A excepción de Venezuela, que es el camino de la dignidad.
Except in Venezuela, where there's a road to dignity.
En todo el resto de América Latina se sucede prácticamente lo mismo.
In the rest of Latin America, more or less the same is going on.
Entonces, ¿cuál es la diferencia con Argentina?
What is the difference with Argentina?
Argentina tuvo un plan que fue mucho más rápido y más directo que en el resto de los países.
Argentina had a plan which was much, much faster and more direct than in other countries of Latin America.
En los últimos 10 años o 15 años,
in the last 10 or 15 years,
ningún intelectual hablaba más de imperialismo ni de dependencia.
There was no intellectual who still spoke of imperialism and dependency.
Los partidos de izquierda se olvidaron de estas palabras.
The left-wing parties forgot these words.
Eso fue el vaciamiento ideológico que dio posibilidad que nos estuvieran también después vaciando el
and
país.
And that was the kind of ideological reasoning that allowed for the country to be emptied of its wealth.
Entonces pudieron comenzar a vaciar el país, a entregar todas las empresas del Estado a capitales europeos y a capitales americanos.
So they were able to empty the country and to give all the businesses which were state-owned to be privatized to foreign capital.
Mientras ustedes volvían acá en sus países proteccionistas,
well, here in your country, your countries were protectionist.
Nos decían a nosotros que no produjéramos más nada, que todo vendría importado de los mercados de
fuera. They were telling us not to produce anything, that everything would come from the market, from the countries outside.
Millones de personas quedaron sin trabajo.
Thousands of people were left without jobs.
Las mujeres primero que todo.
First of all, women.
El último año.
The last year, in the last year.
Cuando ya se había robado todo del país.
When they had stolen the whole country.
Terminaron de robar los ahorros que la gente tenía en los bancos.
They started to steal the savings that people had in the bank.
Se terminaron los seguros de salud.
They ended with the health care.
Colapsaron los hospitales.
The hospitals collapsed.
No hubo más dinero en el circuito económico.
There was no more cash in circulation.
Y entonces sobrevino el 19 de diciembre.
And that's when the 19th of December happened.
Y igual que lo que veíamos en el video,
as we have seen on the video,
la gente salió a la calle.
People went out onto the streets.
Miles de mujeres que nunca habían salido a la calle salieron con sus cacerolas.
Thousands of women who had never gone out onto the streets went out with their pots and pans.
Con un estado de sitio declarado y con el ejército en la calle.
With a state of emergency having been declared and the army in the street.
Con muertes de personas asesinadas.
With people being murdered.
Y sin embargo, tuvieron que levantar el estado de sitio porque se tumbaron dos presidentes.
But nevertheless, they had to call off the state of emergency because people got rid of two presidents.
Cuatro presidentes en 15 días.
Four presidents had to resign in 15 days.
La gente salía a la calle y caían los presidentes.
People went out onto the streets and the presidents would fall.
Allí es donde comienza un proceso porque no había ningún Chávez.
That's when a process started because there was no Chávez.
No había nadie.
There was nobody.
No hay nadie.
There is nobody.
Entonces esa es la diferencia con el resto de los países de América Latina.
And that's the difference with the rest of the Latin American countries.
En Argentina no hay nadie.
In Argentina there is no one.
Arriba.
At the top.
La gente se está organizando abajo.
People are organizing at the bottom.
El pueblo, después de salir y movilizarse,
people after being mobilized, the people after mobilizing themselves,
como todo pueblo sabe que tiene que sobrevivir,
as every people who know that they have to survive,
las mujeres más que nadie,
especially women more than anyone else,
y es muy difícil que se pueda comprender viviendo acá cuál es la sensación de no tener más Estado.
It's very difficult to understand living here what it feels like to be without a state.
¿Cuál es la sensación de saber que no hay más a quien reclamarle nada?
What it feels like not to have no one to whom you can demand what you need.
Porque no existe más la justicia.
Because there is no justice anymore.
No existe más ningún funcionario que alguien crea en él.
There are no civil servants in whom people have any confidence.
La economía está totalmente colapsada.
The economy has completely collapsed.
Pero para quien conozca cómo es Argentina, que era el granero del mundo para Europa en la época de la Segunda Guerra Mundial.
For those who know what Argentina was like, which was the what do you call it? Where you have all the grain bank of the world after the Second World War.
Y se puede preguntar cómo la gente muere de hambre y hay millones de niños con desnutrición.
And now you ask, how come there are so many millions of people who go hungry? And children who are malnourished.
Hay que comprender hasta qué punto llegan estos asesinos a planificar la desaparición de un pueblo.
We have to understand to which point these murderers are ready to go to in order to kill a whole people.
Hace 5 años en Argentina se comenzó a sembrar soja transgénica.
5 years ago in Argentina they started with GM crops. They brought in GM crops.
11 millones de hectáreas de soja transgénica.
18 million hectares. 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 11 million.
Yeah. 11 millones de hectáreas de soja transgénica que dentro de 5 años no tenemos más tierra.
Of GM soya. In 5 years we'll have no land left.
Una provincia como la nuestra, donde había diversidad de cultivos.
A province like ours, where there was a whole diversity of crops.
Ahora solo hay soja transgénica.
Now there is only GM crops, GM soya crops.
El secretario de Agricultura de la Nación lo puso Monsanto.
The Minister of Agriculture was put there by Monsanto.
Monsanto y Cargill dirigen la agricultura del país.
Monsanto and Cargill are actually in charge of agriculture in our country.
Destruyeron todo lo que era investigación tecnológica.
They destroyed any kind of technological research.
Y cerraron el banco de semillas del país.
And they closed the grain bank of the country.
No tenemos más.
Sorry, the seed bank.
No tenemos semillas.
So we have no seeds.
Salvo que la que podamos comprar a Monsanto.
We can only buy seeds from Monsanto, GM seeds.
Esa es una de las dependencias alimentarias que tenemos en un país donde era tan rico su suelo.
So this is one of the dependencies that we have in relation to food in a country that produces so much food.
Por eso lo que nosotros estamos denunciando, que no es solo una cuestión, plan integral de desaparición de toda una nación.
That's what we're denouncing, that is a plan of disappearing a whole country.
Que necesitó de la corrupción de todos los partidos políticos.
To do that, they needed the corruption of all the political parties.
Aquellos a quienes le pagaban para que aprobaran las leyes como la que pusieron en el Congreso sobre una base militar de Estados Unidos en nuestro país.
They paid in order to pass laws in the Congress, for example, to have a U.S. military base in one of the provinces of our country.
Y todos aquellos que se callaron, de izquierda o de derecha, fueron cómplices de lo que está pasando hoy.
And those who kept their mouths shut, on the right and on the left, and were accomplices of what's happening today.
Quiero contarles esto para que comprendan por qué en la Argentina no se cree en nada que tenga alguna jerarquía de partido político.
I want to tell you this so that you understand why in Argentina today people don't believe in any kind of political hierarchy.
¿Por qué la inmensa mayoría del pueblo no cree en las elecciones ni en ningún gobernante?
Why the great majority of the people don't believe in elections or in any kind of government?
Porque sabemos que hasta ahora las decisiones de nuestro país se toman en Washington.
Because they know that the decisions in our country are really taken in Washington.
En el Fondo Monetario Internacional.
In the IMF.
En el Banco Mundial.
In the World Bank.
Y por último,
and
en un común funcionario de sexta categoría en el presidente del país.
And lastly, a small functionary who would be the president of our country.
Esa es la situación de un Estado, y por eso algunos muy pequeños ejemplos para que puedan comprender lo que está pasando y lo que estamos trabajando nosotras.
In our country, so I want to give you some examples of what's happening and how we're working.
En nuestra ciudad, si hay asesinatos,
in our city, if there are murders,
por delincuencia, por robo,
you know, for burglaries or stealing.
La gente ha salido y ha destruido la casa de los asesinos.
People come out and destroy the house of the murderers.
Pero mucha gente, 300 personas.
Many people, 300 people come out.
Mujeres y chicos con picos y palas.
Women and children with axes and spades.
Pero también destruyen las comisarías.
And they also destroy the police stations.
Porque la policía también es cómplice muchas veces de los asesinos.
Because the police are also accomplices in the murders.
Pero también a veces pasa otra cosa, como cuando vamos a hacer scratch, no sé cómo.
But other things also happen, like when we go to do scratches. Scratches is when you go and you out somebody at their home and you graffiti on the wall and you have a whole demonstration outside.
En el último, el gobernador de la provincia.
The last scratch was against the governor of the province.
Con muchísima policía y vallas, rejas de metal para que no pasemos.
And much police and grids so that we couldn't go through.
Y muchos cordones de policías.
And many rows of police.
Y no podíamos tumbar porque sabíamos que íbamos a ser agredidas.
And we couldn't go against them because they knew that they were going to assault us.
Y entró también a escrachar al gobernador las mujeres de los policías.
But the women, the wives of the police, were also doing the scratching against the governor.
Con una gran pancarta que decía,
with a great placard that said,
que eran las familiares de los policías,
that they were the family of the police, the relatives of the police.
Y entonces pudimos tumbar las vallas porque no nos podían pegar, les pegaban a ellas también.
So we were able to get through the cordons because they couldn't, the police couldn't beat us up, or they would have beaten their own wives up too.
Como verán, está todo muy mezclado.
So as you can see, everything is very mixed up.
Se están dividiendo las aguas rápidamente.
The waters are dividing.
También al arzobispo, Santa Fe es una ciudad muy católica.
Also the archbishop, Santa Fe is a very Catholic city.
En la misa.
In the mass, during mass.
De la catedral.
In the cathedral.
Le gritan corrupto al obispo.
They were shouting to the bishop, calling him corrupt.
No se respeta ninguna jerarquía.
There is no respect for any hierarchy.
Por eso cuando estamos trabajando y organizándonos por abajo.
That's why when we're organizing at the grassroots.
Y nosotras decimos que somos autónomas en las redes que construimos.
And we say that we're completely autonomous in the networks that we build.
Y saber que ser autónomas no es nada más que ser independiente de los partidos políticos.
And to be autonomous is to be independent of all the political parties.
Significa ser autónomas, decidir por nosotras mismas lo que queremos.
It means to decide for ourselves what we want.
Decidir que nosotras tenemos el poder.
To decide that we have the power.
Que tenemos muchas diferencias entre nosotras.
That we have many differences among us.
Pero que pudimos ser capaces de voltear presidentes.
But that we were able to defeat, to bring down presidents.
Ahí entendimos que teníamos poder.
And that's when we understood that we had power.
Y ahora tenemos que saber no perderlo.
And now we have to know how to keep it, how not to lose it.
Tenemos que saber poder discutir entre nosotras de todo este tema del poder.
We have to discuss this whole issue of power among ourselves.
Eso es autonomía para nosotras.
That's what we call autonomy.
Así que esta es la situación en Santa Fe y en Argentina de...
So that's the situation in Santa Fe and in Argentina.
Cómo los funcionarios y los políticos están presos.
To see how the civil servants and the politicians are in fact in prison.
Están presos de la gente.
They're imprisoned by the people.
No pueden salir más a la calle.
They can't go out onto the streets.
¿Se imaginan si hiciéramos eso en todo el mundo?
Can you imagine if we did that all over the world?
No pueden ir a un comedor.
They can't go to have lunch somewhere.
No pueden estar en la calle.
They can't be on the street.
La gente los escupe.
People spit at them.
Si van en los aviones, la gente les pega.
When they take
ha habido escándalos en los aviones.
People beat them up on the planes. There were scandals on the planes.
Trompadas.
Punching.
Cuando entran en algún lugar público, la gente comienza a golpear los vasos.
When they come to any public place and they recognize, people go like that on the glass, make a noise so that everybody knows that they're there.
O sea que están presos de la gente.
So they're in prison by the people. They're the prisoners of the people.
Yo creo que tendría que ser así en todos los países, porque en todos los países, acá, en Francia, en Estados Unidos, en Perú.
It should be like that in every country.
Todos los partidos nos están robando.
Because here, in the United States, in Peru, everywhere, all the parties are stealing from us.
Nos están robando a todos porque los dueños del poder son los mismos en todos lados.
They're stealing from all of us because the owners of the money are the same and they're the same for everybody everywhere.
Y pueden matar la gente en Afganistán y gastar millones de dinero en matar gente.
They can kill people in Afghanistan and spend millions, billions killing people.
En una guerra.
In a war.
O matarlos de hambre como en Argentina.
Or kill them through hunger as in Argentina.
Entonces las mujeres nos juntamos.
So women, we got together.
Nos juntamos en redes.
In networks.
Mujeres muy diferentes.
Very different women.
Diferentes estudios, diferentes colores de piel.
Different studies, different color skin.
Diferentes ingresos.
Different incomes.
Hay muchas tensiones también
there
que
are many
solucionar.
Tensions, many tensions that need to be resolved.
Pero la primera autonomía que tenemos que tener es la comida.
But the first autonomy that we must have is the autonomy of food.
Y eso es lo que estamos aprendiendo ahora.
And that's what we're learning now.
We just heard a segment from the Women's International News Gathering Service, or WINGS, about the 2001 economic crisis in Argentina. The speaker you heard is Isabel Sanotig from the Housewives Union and the Inner Neighborhood Network of Women in Santa Fe, Argentina. Her translator is activist Nina Lopez Jones from the International Wages for Housework campaign. This segment originally aired in 2002. You can find the interview in full on the Wings website at www.wings.org.